Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
It's John the Dwarf, also known as John the Short of Egypt, one of the fathers of the Christian desert in Egypt, known most often simply as the Desert Fathers. St. John's memory was kept recently in the church on the 9th of November, which according to the old calendar is kept on the 22nd, so only a few weeks ago. St. John is one of the more memorable figures of the desert, not only for his unique stature remembered in his epithet, but also for the life of the virtues he was known to exemplify. St. John himself was born in the town of Bastia to a family that was mired in poverty, yet devoutly Christian. And from a very young age, traditionally the age of only 8, this St. John retired from life in the world to the desert to take up the new monastic life with great fervour, becoming there a disciple of Abba Pambo the Great, whom we know from the Desert Fathers to have been himself one of the great teachers of that region. And St. John took to this monastic life with great fervour and great devotion. He is known, most of all, for exemplifying obedience, and his story is often one raised as a kind of pinnacle example of what obedience means and what it can accomplish. The most famous story of his life is that his abbot Pambo, his teacher, gave him one day a small piece of dried, withered, lifeless wood, a piece of bark, and said to him, "Water this wood." And every day, having planted the wood in the soil, John went and fetched water, and watered it twice a day, travelling a journey of some 12 miles to obtain water, so precious and rare in the region. And every day he watered this little plot in which he had planted this dried wood. And 3 years later, having lived in this obedient act for all this time, the piece of wood sprouted, and from it sprung a great tree that came to be known as Abba John's Tree of Obedience. Later in his life, when he would become abbot himself, he would build his monastery around this tree. And though the monastery of St. John the Dwarf in Egypt is long since deserted, it still stands in its ruins, and the Tree of Obedience is still to be found. St. John was a man who exemplified the virtues. But among his many benefits to us, apart from his never-failing prayers, is the example by which he spoke of the virtues, by which he instructed those who would hear him to attain them, to go after them for themselves. One of the sayings of Abba John the Dwarf recorded in the alphabetical collection of the sayings of the Desert Fathers reads thus. Abba John the Dwarf said, "A house is not built by beginning at the top and working down. You must begin with the foundations in order to reach the top." The brethren said to him, "What does this saying mean?" And he replied, "The foundation is our neighbor, whom we must win, and that is the place to make a beginning. For all the commandments of Christ depend upon this one." Isn't it remarkable how this man of little stature, a man whose obedience could cause a dry sprig of wood to burst forth into a living tree, this man of such great virtue takes yet such a pastoral approach to its attainment, even in the midst of the desert, far from the world, far from civilization, from society? It is the neighbor, our brother, our sister, the other whom God has created and given to us, that is the foundation of a life of virtue. We must begin, says St. John, with the foundations of the edifice, if we are to build anything worthwhile upon it. And the beginning, no matter where we find ourselves in life, whether it be in the monastery, in the desert, in the family, in the workplace. The beginning is always our neighbor, always love, always obedience, always self-sacrifice. For, as St. John says, all the commandments of Christ depend upon this one. And it is by beginning with the neighbor, by beginning with this sure foundation of self-giving love, that we are able to follow St. John in attaining to the life of the virtues to which we are called. And there is another slightly longer saying of Abbot John the Dwarf, collected in the same numbers, that I would like to share on the multitude of the virtues, and the need for the Christian to have a little of each, to have a taste of all the virtues, rather than striving just after one or another, as whim or preference may see fit. From saying 34 of his collected sayings, Abbot John once said, "I think it best that a man should have a little bit of all the virtues. Therefore get up early every day and acquire the beginning of every virtue and every commandment of God. Use great patience with fear and long-suffering in the love of God with all the fervor of your soul and body. Exercise great humility. Bear with interior distress. Be vigilant. Pray often with reverence and groaning, with purity of speech and control of your eyes. When you are despised, do not get angry. Be at peace. Do not render evil for evil. Do not pay attention to the faults of others, and do not try to compare yourself with others, knowing in your heart that you are less than every created thing. Renounce everything material and that which is of the flesh. Live by the cross, in warfare, in poverty of spirit, in voluntary spiritual asceticism, in fasting, penitence, and tears, in discernment, in purity of soul. Taking hold of that which is good, do your work in peace. Persevere in keeping vigil, in hunger and thirst, in cold and nakedness and in sufferings. Shut yourself in a tomb as though you were already dead, so that at all times you will know death to be near." This is a remarkable saying by a remarkable saint. It is in the grasp of each human person to obtain a taste of all the virtues of the godly life. We should not be satisfied with anything less than this godly ideal that the Lord Himself has given to us. We should not be satisfied with the debased expectation that the human person can attain only this or only that. St. John's message is clear. All the virtues lie open before us. A garden of paradise has been planted in which we can participate, for which we were created to participate, the life of all the virtues given to us by God, to which we are called by God. We should strive, he says, to attain a little of each, to make a beginning, so that these can grow, that we might follow St. John himself into a life where these little beginnings blossom into the full fruits. But let us always remember that in our work, in our struggle to attain these virtues, to attain this robust richness of life to which the Lord calls us, we must plant always the root firmly in the soil, as St. John planted that withered piece of bark in the Nitrian desert. We must build a secure foundation. We must love our neighbor. We must exercise obedience and a sacrifice of self, that starting with our brother, our own life of virtue may have a true beginning. May we follow these words and this example of our Father among the saints, John the Short of Egypt. May we have his prayers, and through them, may we attain to a life of the virtues in Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.